This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
You know, last segment, and I'm going to combine this segment with that last segment when we posted on YouTube and Facebook and other places, I got into the science fiction dreams of the British and U.S. elite that sold eugenics. Japan, Mexico, they all bought into it. And it was an idea of how to make your people better, how to make your IQs higher, how to make people be smarter and live longer. That's kind of the outside of what eugenics is. But really it was a study of what humans are going to turn into, transhumanism, beyond breeding, but through merging with scientific systems. And that's because royalty and other elites had seen the problems of their own inbreeding, taking their genetic strengths and it becoming weak. And they saw the native wild intelligence that would sprout up, the idiot genius, as they would call it, in the general public from time to time, and they feared that, but at the same time wanted to capture it. So they wanted to go in with mass culling operations and dumbing down operations, but also have testing very early on to target the savants and the other wizards that they wanted to then recruit into their systems, but they don't want them to ever challenge their duchy or challenge their fiefdom. They don't even want viceroys that rule in their steads or romantic legates that speak in the name of Caesar. They don't want that. They don't believe in honor-based systems. They believe in pure hate, pure cunning, pure overthrow, just pure savage evil that never sleeps. And so they have built this total system of surveillance. And they say, oh, we need world government to stop the atomic weapons we deployed and built. Oh, we need a world government to stop the genetic engineering, as they wildly go forward with the cross-human animal species and all this other dangerous stuff. And then as these disasters, both real and manufactured, unfold, be they nuclear wars, mass plagues, you name it, the argument is going to then be, in that whole systematic system, that we must all upload ourselves into a giant hive mind, hive consciousness, and we can have our personal selves and even our bodies and avatars, but the avatars will finally, again, not have a carbon footprint. That's why this is all moving, and Bill Gates has admitted this, and so that you will be pressured into an avatar and promised all these incredible things and promised all these great cultural enrichments that you're going to get and you're going to be part of if you will simply go along with their larger worldview that is to dumb people down, keep them in the dark, only give them backdoor technology with Trojan horses, poison them and get rid of them. You're saving the earth from this horrible scourge. And so that's the plan. And I've had globalist people say, why don't you tape them? Why don't you talk? Why don't you release the info? They say it all in books and videos and articles and public statements now. And if something's off record and somebody says, Alex, I'll tell you how stuff really works, Mr. Smart Guy, you're never going to save the general public. They're never going to wake up. They don't want to. That's why they're the way they are. The fact that you're interested in this and the fact that you know means you need to get on a plane and come up here to New York City or come to London, and we're ready to hire you right now. And then, you know, it gets down to money, and they're like, you know, I'm the deputy head of this organization, and I'm not making $5 million a year, Mr. Jones, and I think this is really a good deal for you. But if it's not just about the money, you know, you could do a lot more on the inside. I mean, look, $1 million a year, $3 million a year, $5 million a year, they know potential. That's why they're in charge. And I'm not like I'm some great dude. I'm mentally ill like Trump, they say, because I don't want to screw everybody over. I want to keep having grandmas and grandpas and little babies and everything else. And if people want to become cyborgs or chop their genitals off and say they're a woman, you can do that. But here's the deal. You're not going to brainwash all the kids and everybody else to make the world so ugly. We then accept this when really it's a giant Trojan horse to get us all to kill ourselves, basically. And we think we're all joining some big robot system so we can be part of the elite and, you know, be at the real country club up in the cloud. Uh-uh, baby.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With the truth, burning with a desire to warn you, burning with victory.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at. Earlier, I laid out a gestalt of the admitted stated plans of almost every tech billionaire and the globalists that fund them. And it is a plan to bring in world government, to poison you, to dumb you down, to distract you, and to make this world, the real world, so ugly that you accept being euthanized with the belief that your body is going to be uploaded into this wondrous cloud. And that is their actual plan, a digital hell they're creating, just as Lucifer got one-third of the angels to go with him, and then all it created was a nightmare system. Now, whether you believe the devil existed or not, they're building a system right out of the mind of the old serpent himself. Everything you see Elon Musk talking about today, I've been talking about for 20 years because it's all in the source documents. This is your final warning, my friends. The globalists think you're dumb and think you're stupid and told me to my face many times that I'm a fool and that you are profane and don't even deserve to know this. I'll tell you this. I tweeted a picture of Hillary Clinton yesterday, one of her reported pervert buddies, and I said, this is your elitism, this is your power, this is your grace, this is your beauty, this is your purity. I don't want to be within a trillion miles of you. So if you go to my Twitter account, Real Alex Jones, I tweeted out yesterday morning, and it just shows the evil in her eyes, and it just shows you the evil in her actions and who these people are and what they stand for. Now, before I go any further, the Twitter's Real Alex Jones, before I go any further, I didn't get to all this, but I will coming up. And Dr. Jerome Corsi is coming in with the secrets of QAnon. I'm going to have him host for two segments. But before I go any further here, look at all these other headlines. Trump ignores DOJ warning, wants FISA minimum release. Oh, the terrorists will get us. Oh, don't release it, please. First it was nothing, then it was made up, then it wasn't important, and then blah, blah, blah. It's the total proof of the collusion of Obama, Hillary, the Democratic Party, all of them. Another one. Amid turmoil, Trump seeks to reset the State of the Union. They don't want to reset. They want to kill our prosperity and control the economy. Senators press Podesta and other Democrats about dossier. Hillary and Podesta, the articles on Infowars.com, have been told, you have 2 weeks to turn those documents over. Continuing, Trump amnesty offer intended to expose Democrat cynicism. Yeah. When he said, okay, I'll go ahead and legalize all these people, they went, no, we want totally open borders. Anybody can come here, and you're a white supremacist. They want the end of the borders, folks. That's what this is. You see, they took that as weakness. Oh, look at this. Migrants in Italy will be taught they shouldn't beat women when they say no. Isn't that just cute? Liberal California councilmen and teachers tell students military are dumb bleeps and the lowest of our low.
Bernie Sanders acknowledges Democrats forced government shutdown. It was the right thing to do, because he wants to, like a Nazi, hurt 1.8 million people and 800,000 children in DACA. He wants to,
even though he just said legalize them,
he says, I had to shut it down because he was going to legalize them. And I mean, no, we can't let people know that.
And then they go, oh, he's breaking his promise. Never broke his promise. He said, if you can really prove you're here and legal and been here a long time and were a kid, but if you've been deported a bunch of times and are a criminal and can't prove it, you're gone. Wow. Common sense, man. So that's just some of the news. Trump tells Piers Morgan, I wouldn't say I'm a feminist, but rather for everyone. Yeah, you're pro-human. But meanwhile, unhinged Michael Moore assails Trump as unfit, narcissist, sociopath, threat to humanity. Now, I'm going to go to this special report by Paul Watson. And we're coming back with a detailed one that we haven't aired yet, an interview I did Friday that hasn't aired yet with Milo. Major studies out. Why are conservatives on average so much better looking than liberals? And why do they also give more to charity and steal less? And the answer is they're not liberals. They flipped everything. Classical liberals set up our country. They're pro-gun. They're for low taxes. They're for do what you want as long as you don't hurt somebody. The left are control freaks that want to run every aspect of your life. Here's that report.
Political activists and journalists, yeah, not noted for their visual appeal. But now science has confirmed what we knew all along. Conservatives are way hotter than liberals. A new study published by Cambridge University Press finds that conservative men and women tend to be physically more attractive than their political opponents. We find that attractive individuals are more likely to identify with the Republican Party and more likely to be conservative, the researchers concluded. So they used huge data sets and all the participants were ranked by other people on their hotness. And conservatives clearly came out on top. This confirms a previous UCLA study which found more feminine, less manly looking women were more likely to be conservative. Even arch feminist Lindy West admits that conservative women are prettier. Remember that scene in The Shining where he kisses the hot naked chick who then turns into some kind of zombie witch? Well, scientists have now confirmed that communism has the exact same effect on women. Turns out being a resentful, snarling loser manifests itself physically. Why do you think fat social justice warriors are constantly trying to ban offensive Halloween outfits? Sexy, slender women in tight-fitting costumes everywhere. Yeah, it's not rocket science.
I'm triggered.
Why do you think they tried to ban beach body ads? Same reason. The Alberta Youth Communist League. I'm not saying these people are ugly, but when they try to take selfies, their phones spontaneously combust. Look at these anti-Milo protesters at UCLA. If they put as much effort into grooming as they do silencing free speech, maybe they wouldn't look like Michael Moore and Rachel Maddow's bastard love child. Just saying. Look at the girl on the right. Get it? On the right?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
She's got less armpit hair than Vern Troyer's got head hair. As for the girl on the left, not even a soy boy is going to want to touch that spaghetti.
Somebody touch my spaghetti!
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
Shut up, Hillary girl versus Lena Dunham. Let's just say I'm with her.
How to be anti-feminist woman on YouTube, hot, hate of the women, nearly a teenager, unhealthy pathological need for male approval.
How to be a feminist woman on YouTube, ugly, hate hot women, hate young hot women, unhealthy need for hair dye.
Kill Donald Trump, and then it says kill Mike Pence, and then it says it's guillotine time, bitches.
But Paul, I can give you a million examples of liberals who aren't ugly.
Yeah, they're celebrities. If they weren't liberals, they wouldn't have a career. I'm talking about activists and journalists, like this woman. Now, I know they say stand up for your rights, but in this case, probably not a good idea. Why do you think the vast majority of the journalists exposed as sex pervs have been lefties? Because they're ugly, they hate themselves, and are therefore very unsuccessful at attracting women in the normal way. I mean, the Elephant Man gets more right swipes on Tinder than Sam Chris.
But Paul, stop about being such a bigot. People are beautiful at any size.
Unless you disagree with their politics, in which case they're an obese tyrant or an emaciated skank. Unless you digitally remove their makeup and then you all have a meltdown. Now we cross live to CNN for a special report by me.
Is radical feminism a refuge for fat, ugly women who can't attract high-value men? The stereotype generally holds true, because they look like swamp donkeys.
Kinda sad, honestly.
Speaking of CNN, everyone's mad at them for promoting cuckoldry, but a study in France found that leftists were more likely to be into it. So CNN's only appealing to its core audience, who in many cases are quite literally cooks. So there you have it. It's not my opinion that conservatives are hotter than leftists. It's science.
It works, bitches.
All right, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to come back and play Milo's report that I shot in here Friday that we haven't aired yet. But just briefly, the crew's reminding me, this is a big operation. I haven't plugged one time. I get so obsessed with news. We have great products at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. The ultimate turmeric product, bodies, 50% off. It's selling so fast. I'm going to have to end that special. Brain Force, 25% off. Please help support the InfoWars and get great products with our T-shirts, books, videos. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And again, you make this all possible. We'll be back. And then the secrets of QAnon with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Stay with us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea, your best defense.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Thank you again so much for joining us. If you just tuned in, you missed it. Last segment, I played an excerpt of a video Paul Joseph Watson put out on Friday of last week, Sexy Hot Conservatives. And it shows study after study after study, even done at major liberal universities, by think tanks, you name it, that all over the world, not just in the West, people identify conservatives, libertarians, as handsomer, sexier, better looking, more successful, better dressed. These are in blind studies where they're showing people that aren't public figures, but who are conservatives versus liberal. And that's because they have inverted the terms and inverted the names. It's conservatives of the modern age are the classical liberals, like a Thomas Jefferson. The modern liberals are the authoritarians and the control freaks and basically the followers. And so that's why they, again, appear when they call themselves a modern liberal as so rat-like. But let's go to Milo Yiannopoulos's breakdown on these latest studies as well when he joined me for a tape interview we did last Friday. You were on the radio with me a few days ago, and you had a point you wanted to get to during a break. We never got to it. You said, Alex, let's talk about the fact that conservatives in studies all over the world are better looking than liberals. And I don't think of myself as a great, suave-looking guy like you. I mean, you are
You are unaware, because you're you, of your raw sexual energy. So you've got the same thing Trump has. You've got that kind of, like, alpha male aura, which just has women and gay men, wilting in your presence.
Compared to an average leftist mob, I am at least look somewhat healthy and virile and talk.
You're put together. You're clean and well groomed, which puts you head and shoulders above a lot of the leftist activists.
Well, I remember going to leftist events 10 years ago and they looked like hell. Now they look like half dead zombies.
Yeah.
So we're not being mean when we say this. Statistics have come out. We'll show an article. We can pull it up.
Well, we can be mean, but we're also on the right side of science. I'm perfectly happy to be mean.
Well, we're into it right now, but they're like six times more likely to steal, nine times more likely to purchase single and not give to charity conservatives.
Yeah.
I mean, these are really some horrible people, and they seem to be degrading. So you wanted to get into that point. Give us your little nugget of why they're so culturally out of control, anti-free speech, but also physically ugly.
I believe that Roald Dahl was right in his introduction to the Twits, that you can see a person's character on their face. And Roald Dahl, at the beginning of the Twits, says, it doesn't matter if you've got wonky teeth and wonky eyes and stick out whatever, if you are a good person, your goodness, your joy will shine through in your face. If, on the other hand, you may be, on the face of it, handsome, but inside your heart is dark and evil and wicked, it will show. And over the years, it will show more and more and more. Well, the science is divided, to say the least, on whether left-wing politics make people unattractive or unattractive people are more drawn to left-wing politics. Left-wingers themselves say that people who don't subscribe to traditional beauty standards or society's body norms are more likely to be driven to political philosophies that make excuses for them, which is why you see in so many liberal arts colleges fat studies emerging, these skinny white liberals who want to justify the terrible, terrible lifestyle choices of their fellow left-wingers. But more and more and more, regardless of the direction of causality, studies are coming out. This most recent one from Cambridge University, it could not be a more venerated institution. More and more studies are coming out demonstrating that when you blind people to the identity of a pile of people and ask them to sort the pictures into attractive and unattractive, you will get right-wingers over here on the attractive pile and left-wingers over on the unattractive pile. This holds for politicians, it holds for private citizens. Right-wingers are hotter. Science has proven it over and over and over again. This latest study that came out from Cambridge this month is just the last study to reestablish what I think we all know from having seen it in our own lives. Republicans don't say this kind of thing to be mean, although I'm perfectly happy to be mean on occasion if the science and the numbers justify it. It does seem to be the case, though, that people who are unhappy with themselves, with how they look, are often drawn to left-wing causes and left-wing political positions. It could be something to do with the fact that people who have low self-esteem want other people to suffer like they're suffering, or people who think they're unattractive or think that they are overweight and aren't prepared to do anything about their condition. They don't want to groom themselves a little more carefully, wear slightly more flattering clothes, or have a bit more discipline in their diets and exercise regime. Instead of taking personal responsibility for their situation, would rather blame the world for imposing unrealistic beauty standards on them. Certainly we know that conservatives, Republicans, and libertarians have a greater affinity for independence and for personal responsibility. Maybe it's the case that there are just as many ugly people on the right as on the left, but the ugly people on the left who are unwilling to take personal responsibility for their physical condition would rather blame the world for it, and that's what attracts them to left-wing causes. We don't know. More studies and more science and more speculation is sure to follow on this. One thing we do know for sure, if you see someone hot in the street, they're much more likely to be Republican.
Someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
This young generation, to scream words like fascist, fascists themselves become the fascists.
You guys are the fascists! You're all the fascists!
You're fighting me! I just wish that somebody would create like some kind of a safe space where we can all just go and...
You're a big white man who gets to do whatever he wants to in this space, right? You need to get out.
I actually don't.
All right. Hey, who wants to help? Get the corner out of here!
The question is, are social justice warriors mentally ill, or are they just stupid?
When your emotions control your actions, it affects not only yourself, but the people around you.
There are over 7 million mentally ill and emotionally disturbed children in America.
It has to be a joke. I cannot believe this is happening. I'm literally about to... Kill myself, and I'm not kidding. You better fix this right now.
Get the out of here.
Just losing control of himself.
Get your phone away. Why? Quit recording.
What? The madder he gets, the worse it becomes.
Get the away.
You couldn't help interrupting, could you? Added nothing to that conversation.
These are some of Tommy's drawings that the school sent over. There's an awful lot of hate in them.
I am a nasty woman. Like your wet dreams infused.
So the facts are in. It's a scientific fact. Liberals are better looking than authoritarians. But authoritarians now call themselves liberal to control Western civilization while they attack classical Western liberal values that come out of the West. They are authoritarians, and then they have a lot of camp followers who are pseudo-intellectuals, very, very dumbed down, very, very angry, many more times likely to steal, to virtue signal and not give to charity. It's all out there, even in top psychology publications written by liberals. They ask, why are we such bad people? Because you're imposters. You're not liberals. We'll be back with Dr. Jerome Corsi and the secrets of QAnon. I want to plow into all of this, then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com. You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. With colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind into my head. It's a no born, it's a not born, it's a young black blood
out of bed. Oh, it's Alex here with you. Okay, listen, this is Dr. Corsi, and I'm doing a kind of a debrief on the QAnon phenomenon, the QAnon posts, which I've been decoding and posting on Scribd and then also on Twitter and here at Infowars.com. Now, I want this to be an update. This is Saturday, from Saturday the 27th, yesterday, and Sunday today. We have not had any QAnon posts today, but I want to introduce it by saying, first of all, that in my intelligence background, I think that the QAnon phenomenon is real. I judge that QAnon is really a military intelligence source that is very close to the president. I'm finding that because the posts tend to merit consideration. They prove out things that QAnon says are going to happen. Connections that QAnon says are going to be obvious once you examine them, when you do the research, those connections are there. And just to start, QAnon stands for Q Anonymous, and Q is probably the highest level of intelligence clearance, security clearance that you can get in the U.S. government. So a Q Anon is someone who is operating pretty much as an intelligence source, but operating anonymously. That's where we get Q Anon, so that the identity is not really clear to anybody who's trying to figure out who QAnon is. It's intended to code the identity. That's the whole point. Now, I want to point out some of the issues that we're dealing with right now, that QAnon is saying we are in a great awakening, that there's been essentially a 16-year coup d'etat treasonous conspiracy that had been planned by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama has served actually 8 years in term, two terms in office, and Hillary Clinton 8 years, two terms, 16 years total. And it's a deep state conspiracy which is being orchestrated by the deep state, meaning the CIA, together with other forces in the government that Clinton, Obama holdovers in the Department of Justice, in the FBI, as well as the mainstream media and the establishment in the mainstream media, commercial mainstream media, essentially forming a mouthpiece for the Pravda, as it were, for the government position. Now, as we forward this and take a look at how QAnon communicates, I'm going to try to decode a few of these posts so you can get a good idea of, you know, the way these communications come across. By the way, QAnon was saying that the Hannity losing his Twitter account on Saturday was the result of an outside attack, not from within Twitter, but most likely a CIA attack. And then, as you recall, the attack, Hannity's account went down after he posted three times in a row this 1649. Well, QAnon said that submission was complete. What 1649 is, that's the year in which Charles I in Great Britain was beheaded in a treasonous plot where Charles I was the treasoner, guilty of treason, convicted of treason. And so in 1649, those posts that were coming out from Hannity suggested that we're moving into a phase in which it's going to be more clearly said that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were involved in treason, trying to cancel a duly elected president from serving on this concocted Russian collusion theme. Was based on false research that was known to be false out of Great Britain from this Fusion GPS dossier that was used to get FISA court approval to conduct electronic surveillance on Donald Trump's campaign and transition, which is a treason. That's going to be increasingly said. And so when Hannity posted the 1649 and his Twitter account was attacked, the deep state does not want the message coming out that we're now about to experience a Trump counterattack, that this Mueller effort, to the first effort of the deep state, the Obama-Clinton planners to remove Trump from office, has failed. And now Trump has the forces together and assembled and is ready to go into action, into battle, with a counterattack. And then the posts that we've been getting over the last few days have suggested that Donald Trump, with this executive order that he signed on the 21st of December, which gives the Treasury the right to confiscate the assets of those engaged in serious human rights violations and those who are basically engaged in corruption, and did, by the way, declare a state of national emergency on that, has positioned President Trump to use exceptional powers, including martial law, and to bring various of these treasonous offenders before a military tribunal, if in fact that's decided to be the best recourse to bring them to justice. Now, one of the posts that we got today, and here's how the QAnon posts go. They're being posted on the deep internet, very much on the 8chans, which are a bulletin board. They're hard to navigate. Take some time to navigate them. They're kind of rough in terms of the dialogue on them is pretty robust. People don't have any, everybody's anonymous, and so they call out people and throw you off the board if you're not following the right protocol. But I want to read this one and decode it for you, because this is how you've got to basically understand the Q posts. And he's doing this in order to open our minds and to get everybody to think, the anonymous out there working on this, to see the connections. So this is a post which was on Saturday. It occurred at really 2 in the morning. Q, I believe, went to Davos with President Trump, and he's coming back saying, saying this basically: do you expect HRC, GS, Hussein, etc., to stand in a public courtroom with potential crooked judges and tainted liberal juries? Now, that's, do you expect Hillary Clinton, George Soros, Hussein is always Barack Obama, Hussein, Barack Hussein Obama, and Q is asking, you know, we're not going to put them up to public trial, because you've got liberal judges, liberal juries, they make a show trial out of this and maybe get acquitted. So don't, you know, I've got to take seriously the fact that this executive order established the powers of martial law to go after corruption and human trafficking. Then Q next in this post says, how do you defuse a bomb? Knowledge of which wires, strings to cut. Now, Q is also saying here that just having trials against Hillary and Obama and George Soros are not enough, that there's a much more a demanding justice that we get here, which goes after the globalists, the deep state, the central bankers, the New World Order that have made Hillary and Obama pawns, their puppets, in this game of moving to globalization. And what QAnon is saying is he not only wants to block this coup d'etat, but he also wants to make sure that in the process, he ends the globalist power to create a new world order. We'll pick it up from there, but that's the first introduction I want to give you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition.
nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want to return now to look at these QAnon posts, and I'm going to pick out a couple of them that I think are really quite critical to understand where QAnon is going. This is a post that was done January 22nd, and again, QAnon appears to be a military intelligence source that is working very closely with President Trump to expose the Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama coup d'etat, treasonous effort to really revise the Constitution, change the United States into a socialist or European-style communist party. Revise the Constitution and the Second Amendment. I mean, it goes on. But I want to focus on this one because it deals with the memos that we've been getting out from that are now supposedly many of them lost between Peter Strozek and Lisa Page in the Department of Justice, the FBI, internal workings. Now, we still have Supposedly, these missing emails have been found, but they've not been released yet to Congress. Now, QAnon asks, what would happen if the text originating from an FBI agent to several internals, FBI agents, discussed the assassination possibility of the POTUS or member of his family? Now, if my hypothesis is right, and QAnon repeatedly says, you know, we know all, we see all, I think that the reality of a coup has triggered military intelligence access to much of the NSA intelligence. So I don't think any of these emails have been lost. I don't think any of Hillary's emails have been lost. And what QAnon is signaling from an intelligence point of view, I mean, QAnon's kind of acting like a deep throat here in Watergate, but sharing the intelligence, more intelligence than ever has been shared with the American public. QAnon suggesting the missing emails, Strozek and Page basically got down to talking about assassinating Trump, if that was the only way to keep him from being president. Now, what if the text suggested that foreign allies were involved? Now, again, this would be explosive information. Forget the Russia setup. This is only the beginning. QAnon says, be careful what you wish for as the world turns. So, we're getting a preview of why some of what's to come is going to be so explosive. Could messages such as these be publicly disclosed? Yes, I think they will be. And what happens to the FBI? What happens to the Department of Justice? Well, both of them will undergo serious consideration of being closed down. If they went that rogue, that not only they were considering preventing a duly elected president who won the Electoral College vote from sitting in the White House and being president to a conspiracy that included assassinating the president or contemplating it, that's not going to be tolerated within a Justice Department or FBI that's become that corrupt. What happens to the special counsel? What happens in general? The special counsel will probably be closed down because, again, as Q says, every FBI, DOJ previous case could be challenged, lawless. It's a lawless FBI, lawless keeping information, critical information from cases that are being prosecuted by the Department of Justice, which is a clear violation of Supreme Court regulations of demanding prosecution of share information that could be detrimental to the defense. Then QAnon says, think logically. And that first part of the post wasn't frightening enough. What he says is, QAnon next says, we have not started the drops regarding human trafficking, sacrifices, yet worse. Now, this is pretty frightening, especially as how he couches it. He says, those parentheses good and bold who know cannot sleep, those good who know cannot find peace, those good who know cannot rest until the responsible are held accountable. Now, this signals that what we're going to get out of what has been kind of prefigured in the Pizzagate, I think the Pizzagate got out of the gate too fast. I think now QAnon is saying we're going to get some serious evidence that is going to make the country extremely disturbed about the behavior of these political elites who thought they were above the Constitution to engage in a coup d'etat to keep Hillary Clinton in office following Barack Obama. QAnon says nobody can possibly imagine the pure evil and corruption out there. Those you trust are most guilty of sin. Who are we taught to trust? Well, if the people we're taught to trust, including the elite, politicians, people in high positions and corporations, people in the media, are guilty of the atrocities of human trafficking, pedophilia, human sacrifices. The QAnon rightly says, if you're religious, pray. Now, he said 60% of must remain private, at least for humanity. Now, it's been a controversial line because people are saying we want full disclosure. We can handle it. I mean, I'm going to remind you that I've had a lot of training and under security clearances, working in universities where I work with some of the best psychiatrists and psychologists in the world, many of whom are psychopaths, that if Q is right, pedophilia, human trafficking, human sacrificing, Satanism is going to be so disturbing that I'm going to recommend that the majority of people don't disturb you, quit looking at it. Because what we're about to see has the potential, I believe, to create serious psychological damage in normal people who aren't prepared to comprehend or deal with the horrors that are going to be the reality that we're about to have exposed. And again, I think that's the final act. I think we're now going into the counterattack. We're going to have a final act, and the final act is going to be the exposure of the Satanism, the pedophilia, the human trafficking, the abuse of children, and it's going to be a mind-altering to comprehend that this really went on in America and worldwide with the global elite. One more thing I want to comment on just before we wrap up here is that a number of the QAnon posts have suggested that Julian Assange was extracted out of London in January 5th and 6th. And what we're getting now is kind of a backstory, that what happens is you get the backstory filled in. The backstory gets filled in when you have an intelligence operation that is determined to explain what already happened. So we find out after this that Julian Assange has a diplomatic passport, a diplomatic passport. Yes. Hello? Okay, I'll catch you in a minute. What we find here is I thought that might be something wrong with the broadcast. That's why I picked it up. What we find here is that Julian Assange, I believe, has already been extracted, and that we're learning about the diplomatic passport and everything else is just explaining it. And quite likely, we're going to see Julian Assange return to the United States. He's not committed any crime here, and he's going to be part of the final act, which a lot of the information that he brings with him, which he will finally release, is going to also, I think, reveal the deep, dark secrets that we are now facing with the plot, which was really a plot to destroy the Constitution, to put Hillary Clinton in power for 8 years, to establish the mainstream media. Quite frankly, I think it's amazing that Donald Trump did win. The United States has been given a grace of God opportunity to repent and reform and to get back to our fundamental principles. I don't know of anyone in the country other than Donald Trump who is capable of doing this. I've known him for 40 years. I've got enormous trust and confidence in his abilities. I urge everyone out there to continue following. We're doing InfoWars and to pray for Donald Trump. Thank you very much, Jerome Corsi for InfoWars.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.